It's one thing to be discouraged in and about yourself. It's another thing to have a manifest example of that in someone else. And I'll just say this. I had a prophetic guy out of Kentucky, an 80-year-old dude, tell me, doesn't know any of us, pray for our fellowship and our regional family. And he spent 2 days and he talked to me again. Guy's got some crazy stories. Just met him. And he said, I prayed and I felt like the Lord said, there's so many discouraged in your family, Sam. I'm like, really? Of all the things he could have said? They're gifted. It's discouraged. And he said this phrase after it. This discouragement's coming so their eyes would be upon themselves instead of the purpose and person of God. I was like, oh, the discouragement's coming. Not just to get us discouraged. It's so, discouragement has a natural to make me look here. Whether in a prideful way or a discouraging way or a mad way or a, oh my gosh, I'm stupid way. It's either way, it's discouragement to get you to go here. And he prayed. I said, pray, brother, pray. Right over the phone, pray. And he prayed for all of us. That the Lord would break the discouragement off of us. Yeah, so we'd be encouraged, but more so our eyes could be set free. That we might set our eyes upon Jesus and his purpose in our lives. And so I just want to encourage you all to battle that discouragement by the grace of God. It says in 1 Samuel 30 that David was so discouraged by some losses and he encouraged himself in God. He refreshed himself, built himself up in God. And so it's a battle to do it, but I'm encouraging you to make war on discouragement because its diabolical end is the worship of yourself. Make war on discouragement because it will end up in disloyalty to Jesus. Don't feel guilty that you feel it. We all feel it. Just fight it. Go for the encouragement. Get the body around you and begin to minister. Amen. Has anybody been feeling any discouragement lately? Could you just stand up if you've been feeling discouragement? Just do it. It'd be better than just raising your hand. We're going to end like this. Everybody feels discouragement. You've just been feeling certain waves of it that have just really been increasing in your heart. Amen. So I want to pray over all those that are standing and those that are sitting. Help me pray. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you have come to encourage the discouraged. We pray, God, for breakthrough in people's lives right now. Sometimes it can be so general, discouragement, but sometimes it's just like choking the life out of us, choking our faith out of us. And so I pray for those that are discouraged and distracted right now that stand, maybe those that didn't stand, I just pray, fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit. Break off of them what's binding them and choking their hearts and lives away. The distraction that happens to the mind, the plaguing culture of discouragement in the mind that runs hope out, we pray hope would be infused in their hearts. Pray Romans 15:13, God of hope, fill them with all peace and joy in believing that they might, by the power of the Holy Spirit, overflow with hope. I pray you would inject hope. Hope based on your worthiness and your glory, not their circumstances. So Lord, bless those and deliver them from the chains of discouragement. And even give them power as it comes back and comes back. We're not praying for some magical moment. They're going to have to battle this every day, but I pray for new skills in their hearts of how to not meditate on the discouragement or swim in it, but to fight it, to call for prayer immediately to another brother or sister, that we wouldn't coddle discouragement, which wants to eat away our hope. I just pray, Father God, for fresh energy and strength to battle. And Lord Jesus, we just all end this morning. Can we all stand, if you don't mind? Can we all stand? We end this morning with a revelation, with a belief. Revelation 4 is true. You're seated on a throne. An uncontested throne sits in heaven right now. At the core of the created order is a worship and a prayer meeting. Creatures saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Elders falling down saying, worthy is the Lamb. Thank you that you sit there to give us encouragement that you will rule and reign over all things. I pray our hearts will be raised up to your victory and not brought low in feelings of defeat. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you've done this morning, and I pray whatever's of your word would go deep in our hearts, whatever's of man would go away quickly, but raise up a family here that perseveres and strong and lives their life based on how worthy you are. Open the eyes of our heart to know how worthy you are And may we stand against this cultural tide that's happening to cause us to accuse you. We love you. We bless you. And we submit to you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.